Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
I think they underestimated the power of the alternative channels. We're all communicating with each other. All of us are Christians. All of us. The entire Truth for Health Foundation are Christians. Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone and Dr. Michael Yeadon, they're all on the executive board of this foundation. I mean, like, none of us are giving up. We all claim Christ. We're all pushing forward. And it's all over the world, Sean. It's just amazing to me. I do not know, but I agree with you. We're hitting a tipping point.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was my friend, whistleblowing nurse Nicole Landers. And I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. In fact, we'll start with this news item. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Our government is overtly tyrannical and treacherous. Treasonous, I think is the right word. The DHS is planning to fire unvaxxed Border Patrol agents. Let that sink in. The borders are wide open. Illegals are coming in. The Biden administration doesn't require them to get vaccinated. They're releasing these illegal aliens throughout the United States. And Border Patrol agents who do not want the experimental vaccine are going to get fired if they don't take it. Welcome to dystopia, where a criminal government runs amok. Hey friends, just one more word about another sponsor. So what's your biggest problem with crypto? Some say it's the volatility, and I can vouch for that. It is a very volatile space. Some say it's because it's just too darn complicated and you don't understand it. But get this, My Digital Money does. And now you can speak to a US-based expert who will actually help you out. Not a call center where they just want to sell you something, or a website where you can't get any answers. When you want to buy or sell crypto and haven't got a clue what to do, you don't have to spend hours on Google or in geeky forums anymore. Just pick up your phone and call My Digital Money. That's right. You get to speak to a real human being who knows all about crypto and will explain everything to you, answer all of your questions, and put your mind at ease. So if you think you're missing out and you want to get into crypto, but you're too scared to do so, call 833-MDM-2008 or go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Now back to the broadcast. So let's begin. I have back on the line a truth teller, a registered nurse, somebody who's willing to speak truth to power, and frankly, somebody who's willing to pay the price for speaking that truth. Nicole Landers is back on the line. How are you, Nicole?
I'm doing great, Sean, and happy to be here.
Well, I'm sorry that you have to pay the price for standing up for your own personal bodily autonomy. My understanding is you had to leave Maryland and head down to Florida because, well, tell us why.
Well, they put a mandate in effect and gave me a certain amount of time and offered me that I could apply for a religious exemption for consideration. And I decided that I wasn't sacrificing my constitutional and God-given rights to body autonomy. So I sought a new position without a mandate in Florida and resigned.
Well, good for you, but it's sad that you had to do that. And we see the same tyrannical behavior happening in New York, where the criminal governor who replaced the previous criminal governor, Cuomo, is saying the same thing. She's going to start firing nurses or healthcare practitioners and replacing them with foreigners if these people aren't willing to take the experimental vaccination. To me, this is just such obvious tyranny and treason, Nicole.
It is, Sean. It's tyranny. It's madness. And frankly, we all have to stand up and say no. There's more of us than there are of them. And when we stand for our rights, our God-given rights, we can have an impact. It seems risky to do so, but we have Almighty God on our side.
Well, we sure do. But the enemy has Satan on their side, and they seem to wear that fact proudly now. It doesn't seem to me like they're trying to cover it up. And I keep pointing the finger now at the CEO of Pfizer. And frankly, I just did a video that I titled Wanted for Crimes Against Humanity, and I put that guy's image on the thumbnail. I think he's very much guilty of crimes against humanity here. I don't know how else to splice it. And so is the mainstream media that are covering up all the truths about the VAERS database and the people dying from taking this experimental shot.
I absolutely agree. It is crimes against humanity. And it's absolutely disturbing. Each and every day, you feel a little more disturbed.
Do you have any updates for us? What have you been seeing in the hospitals? And then I want to play a very startling clip, about a 3-minute clip for people.
Sure. So I do have some updates. I can't tell you what's happening in the hospitals on the side of my employment, because I'm not part of that anymore from resigning. But through my work, voluntary work at Truth for Health Foundation, I do get a bird's eye view of what's going on in the hospitals with regard to treatment for COVID, and what I am seeing and experiencing, hearing from families across the country, is absolutely shocking. I was involved in the event with Veronica in Chicago, and I just don't even recognize my healthcare system anymore. She was denied her request for ivermectin, budesonide, all the treatments that we know are safe and effective. They denied every single one of them and instead pressured her to the use of remdesivir, which she did receive. But she, like a hero, continued to refuse the ventilator right up until the end. But all the way up until the very end, she was without adequate nutrition. She was without adequate hydration. And ultimately, it cost her her life.
Let me ask
Unfortunately, yeah, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this about folks on ventilators. So people know I keep mentioning Eric, and I can't divulge more about who that specifically is. I maybe will in the future. I hope he recovers. He's been on a ventilator now for several days, and his kidneys shut down. He's not on remdesivir. He was for a day, and then I informed his wife when I found out about that, that remdesivir will shut down your kidneys. So she got him off of the remdesivir. So I don't think the kidneys are shutting down because of remdesivir. He was only on it for a day, but he's on a ventilator and he's on continuous dialysis. And they keep saying he's stable or he's stabilizing in these updates I get, but he's still on a ventilator. What is the hope for somebody like Eric to get him off the damn ventilator and to get him fully recovered if the doctor will not take part in actual healthcare, which includes maybe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, vitamin C? What do you recommend for somebody like Eric? How do we save a person like Eric?
Well, truthfully, Sean, your friend Eric probably has a better chance than most because the remdesivir was stopped after 24 hours. When we see the patients exceed about 5 days of remdesivir plus ventilation, it's at least an 80% fatality rate and probably much more than that. So Eric's wife is going to need to push very hard for adequate nutrition. She's going to need to push very hard for adequate IV fluids. And with the dialysis, they will restrict some fluid. But I am finding over and over again across the country, as these families fight for the rights for their patients, their loved ones are consistently denied access to ivermectin, budesonide, and the other treatments that we know, even at the point where they become ventilated, they do help and they do have an effect if they're administered.
Well, it's just been very difficult because I can't advocate for Eric any better than I have. And
Well, Sean, if I can add, if she becomes willing, Truth for Health Foundation, I'm co-director of a mobile COVID care unit. And we do try to intake and help these families with legal resources and collaborative medical resources when the patients are and loved ones are open to it. We do try to help facilitate to the best that we can get care and to help get them home when it's safe to do so and continue on with treatments at home. So just know that she or any of your listeners that are looking for help, we do we are developing that service and we do offer help to anyone who contacts us.
Well, how would that work? So my friend is in Missouri in one of these hospitals that will only follow the CDC protocols. So in that case, how could we get him help if his wife was willing to accept that help?
There's some legal strategies the foundation is developing, and we will counsel with their attorney or her, try to help her secure an attorney to put pressure on the hospital with demand letters and so forth to try to ensure the patient's right to try. That's pretty much the strategy that we're using across the board, is to put pressure on the healthcare system to give the patient the right to try treatments that they might not consider. They call it quack medicine, Sean. We are seeing some success in some locations with a demand strategy. So that's how we would help her best when he's in his current position. We've made a couple of efforts to try to help patients that are not as advanced to try to see if we can collaborate care to get them home and support their medical needs at home so that they can get the treatments.
Okay. Well, very good. So let's talk about your experience down in Florida. I'll do a screen share. Here's some good news. And it's always interesting to see how the Mockingbird mercenaries try to spin this stuff. So Dr. Joseph Ladapo, one of America's frontline doctors, has been appointed to the position of Attorney General down in Florida by Ron DeSantis. Now, let's read the subheader here from sciencebasedmedicine.org. Dr. Joseph Ladapo, a member of the fringe medical group, America's Frontline Doctors, and signer of the widely criticized Great Barrington Declaration, is Florida's new Surgeon General. So see what's happening here, folks? The mainstream horror media, which is in bed with Big Pharma, does not want people to hear the truth about their options. All they want shoved down the throats of the American people is vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Go take your jab. It's for the greater good. Boy, Nicole, these people are so nefarious and sinister. And I think if there are ever tribunals held for these violations of the Nuremberg Code, there should be a lot of frightened people because, you know, the penalty for what they're doing is extremely severe.
Yes, it is, Sean. And Dr. Ladapo is just amazing. I think that he's a man of science and a man of conviction. And I am just super stoked that not only did Governor DeSantis put him in place, but he's my Surgeon General. So I'm super excited that he's in the place that he's in and seeks to look at science and fact versus fiction and the actual misinformation.
All right. Well, in the interest of truth, I want to share a video that I found today, and I posted it on my site, thephaser.com. Let's listen to this three and a half minute clip together, and you jump in anytime you'd like, Nicole. Otherwise, we'll process this at the end. I think this is extremely, extremely important information, and it rings pretty true to me. You tell me what you think.
Okay, so I am a natural doctor, and I have 1,600 patients. Many are vaccinated, just to give you a little bit of backstory about my credibility. What I've seen so far and what I've learned is all information from physicians, medical physicians, natural physicians, and also immunization, virology doctors, things like that, and then also nurses. So what I'm about to share with you is the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and then the boosters and what it does to your body. The first vaccine, as it goes into your body, it has a small amount of saline and then a bunch of ingredients that are very catastrophic to your cellular system. What that does to your immune system, which is your bone marrow, your thymus gland, your spleen, and all other systems associated with your immune system, it decreases the ability to produce white blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine. Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system. So your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell ability while it's down. So now what you do is now they decrease the saline in the second one and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have white blood cell ability, like the ability to make white blood cells functioning at 25%. So you just wiped out 75% of your military and the ability to make that military. Then what they do is they set in the booster. The booster has 81 strands of foreign bacteria that your cells have never come across. So you don't have the antibodies to fight it, but you only have 25% of your white blood cell production to be able to fight it. So it's a losing battle. So then what starts to happen is you start to get chronic inflammation that goes to the areas that you had predisposition. So if you were someone that has gut health issues, that's your area that it's going to focus on. And you're going to have inflammation in the gut health. If it's respiratory, if you have a tumor or cancer, or if you have, say, endometriosis, or you have a skin condition, whatever that is, it's going to inflame that area because now the body has hit the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight, and the body is in a chronic inflammatory state with a low immunity and a low immune response. Then you get your second booster. What the second booster has is it has 8 strands of HIV. And now what that does is it completely shuts off your ability to make white blood cells. And if you Google what that disease is, it is HIV. So now we have people that are walking around with no immune system, no ability to make an immune system, 81 strands of foreign bacteria, and then also 8 strands of foreign HIV, along with all the other harmful ingredients, and then they remove all the saline from the first and second booster. Now, to make matters worse, during this process, 20 to 30% of the population is gonna die every single series of this process. There's 4 series.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. I'll pause it there and come back to you. I'll have to do a little bit of research on who that is. I don't know who that is. I don't know her name, but she sounds extremely well-informed to me, and I can't vet out anything she's saying as being true. But I can tell you this, folks. Pfizer will not reveal the vaccine ingredients list. So I don't know. Maybe this sinister plan she's described and these sinister ingredients, maybe that holds some water, Nicole.
So what I can speak to is what I have observed clinically, Sean, and some of this really rings true to me based on things that I've seen manifest in patients. For example, I've seen patients that have no white blood cells. There's no reason why they would have no white blood cells, but have gone from a hemodynamically stable state prior to being vaccinated to having a critically low white blood cell count following the second shot. So that speaks pretty powerful to me. In consult with colleagues across the country, because when I first saw it, I couldn't understand what I was seeing. We are seeing an increase in cancers, especially those who have been in remission and stable for some long periods of time, are suddenly having rapid reemergence of cancers that they grow it at just an exponential rate, and suddenly the patients are critically ill. So some of what she's saying, I got to confess, it really jives with what I see clinically, which is just deeply troubling. We keep hearing these echoes as colleagues speak across the country and around the world. We keep hearing these same echoes where what one person says in one place, another person is witnessing in another place we've never spoken before. How many things have to happen before it's no longer coincidence, Sean?
Well, and that begs the question, why are doctors being so oblivious to this? I mean, if you and I can take a look at the evidence points and correlate the data and start to make some educated guesses, why are so many of these doctors unwilling to do that? Or are you seeing more doctors start to actually question this? Okay, this incidence of really death and destruction among patients that we've never seen, inflammation, heart inflammation, brain aneurysms, blood clots. Is anybody drawing a correlation or are they all just in on it?
You know, Sean, I feel like there are some doctors awakening. I would have to say they're few and far between, but we do see the emergence of individuals, you know, medical professionals, physicians, PAs, NPs, starting to eke out and make statements, which is a great thing to see. I think there's a lot that are just hiding in the shadows. They don't know what to say or what to think. And some just remain willfully oblivious. I don't even understand how. I mean, just in this last week alone, I'm not even working in the hospitals anymore, but just this last week alone, I've encountered three different community level contacts, actually four. One neighbor of my parents down here in Florida, she got Guillain-Barré following the vaccine and just died. The coroner labeled it natural causes. Another friend whose father had a massive stroke and passed, or forgive me, he's not passed, but he's in palliative care at this point. A friend up in Virginia whose father suddenly has diverticulitis and vascular damage throughout his gastrointestinal system. And gracious, forgive me. Oh, the last one is evading me at this moment because it's so many of them. So, oh, forgive me. A local PT down here in Florida in the community that I'm in got the vax on mandate and fully, you know, working full-time, fully healthy physical therapist, had a stroke and died. It's happening repetitively and frequently throughout the community. I don't understand how physicians aren't seeing it other than, like we've discussed before, cognitive dissonance. That is just shockingly severe.
Yeah, and I guess we have to rely on the alternative news media to continue to try to share the truth with the people. Project Veritas is really, you know, doing their best to try to get the truth out about the nefarious nature of all of this. And I guess, you know, I interviewed Scott McKay recently, and he basically warned doctors to get on the right side. Get on the right side with the people and get on the right side of history, because we're going to remember the names of those that willingly took part in what appears to be at this point a deliberate depopulation plan. And I think that that should go for the politicians as well that are now behaving punitively against those who refuse to be vaccinated with an experimental biological gene therapy. Get this, most New York healthcare workers fired over vaccine mandate won't get unemployment insurance, this according to state officials. So now they're being as punitive as they possibly can. Not only do you not get to keep your job when they fire you, guess what? Now arbitrarily, they're going to tell these people they won't get unemployment insurance to help bridge the gap while they try to find another job. Nicole, I mean, my God, we've jumped the shark. Nicole, these people need to be arrested. I'm telling you, humanity is reaching its tipping point here rapidly.
I agree with you, Sean. I feel like every day I wake up, and it's like a nightmare. I have to pinch myself to realize that we are experiencing this real time. This isn't a terrible nightmare. It's our reality. I feel like too many have been lulled into passivity, and it seems so obvious to me. It's so blatant. I mean, just the other day when the FDA advisory board, so almost unanimously voted against the boosters, then to have the CDC come along behind and override that entire process, I was beside myself, and I don't understand why I was, because they've shown their colors. They've put their cards down. They're not even trying to hide what they're up to. There literally is no threshold where they're going to put a stop to this. It's up to the people. It's up to the people to continue to stand and use our voices and our actions, not through aggression and civil unrest, but through passive non-compliance and literally just saying no and allowing the chips to fall. I don't know how they can keep this up much longer, Sean. There aren't enough foreign healthcare workers to bring over to fill the gap of all of the fellow colleagues and peers of mine that are saying no and walking away.
Well, you know, what's deeply disturbing about bringing foreign people in to replace healthcare workers that actually respect bodily autonomy is the fact that you're bringing in people that don't have any allegiance to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And many of these people will gladly take orders to receive a maybe much larger paycheck than they were getting in their home country. So I'll tell you, here's the thing. I don't know how this narrative can continue to be stitched together, even with a horror media that has Big Pharma's back. Look at this. Despite over 95% vaxxed, Harvard Business School shifts classes online after substantial outbreak of COVID. 95% of students and 96% of employees are vaxxed against the coronavirus. It begs the question, how stupid are the people at Harvard? Number one, Nicole, honestly, what kind of moron do you have to be at this point to run out and get this experimental vaccination when at the very least you should question it based on the fact that Pfizer can't be sued if it gives you blood clots, heart inflammation, or kills you?
Sean, I know. I have no understanding how in the world they can continue in this position. The quote unquote intellectual of the intellectual of America can't even think their way out of a wet paper box. We're supposed to protect the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. This is an oxymoron. This makes no sense. And I, aside from the word deception, significant evil deception, I don't know how to make sense of what we're watching, Sean. It's completely outside of our realm of understanding.
Well, final question for you, and we'll catch up with each other again in the future. You can always email me if you have breaking news or learn of anything new happening in your sphere of influence. But for those listening, what would the easiest way be for people to get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or Regeneron or I don't know what? You tell me, what should people listening do? I mean, I've sold a lot of the Z-Stack, Zelenko's Z-Stack to folks because it's a great product, and that product contains quercetin, which is the delivery system, he says, for the zinc, the vitamin C, and the vitamin D. So that's maybe one step people can take, but I think you need to get ivermectin or hydroxy on hand just to prepare, because you know what happens, Nicole? People get sick quick. And if you don't have that stuff, you can't really get it very quickly. Any suggestions?
Yeah, I do have some suggestions, Sean. So first of all, I'd love for your listening audience to know there's also Pulmicort. It's called budesonide. It's an inhaled steroid. We're finding that with some aspirin and antibiotics are extremely beneficial in halting the inflammatory process. For all intents and purposes, it puts a wall of water around the fire. It's the lungs being impacted that generate the inflammatory response. And at this point, the major mainstream media has not caught on to make a mockery out of that. So there's still some options to try to get budesonide from your general practitioners if you get diagnosed with COVID. Apart from that, what I can say is that organizations like the foundation that I'm serving on a volunteer basis, Truth for Health Foundation. I am setting up a national nurse network through that foundation to help connect contacts to the foundation with American Academy of Physicians and Surgeons and other telemedicine providers who are working relentlessly hard every day to see the patients and get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and the protocols ordered to treat the patients at home so they never have to brush the hospital doors. Anyone can reach out to me at any time at Truth for Health Foundation, nicole.landers@truthforhealth.org, or go to the foundation website and reach out that way. We're happy to help anyone try to get connected with providers who I call COVID literate providers who will conscientiously and with integrity take care of those in need.
I love that. COVID literate. That's exactly the phrase I've needed. I tell the story how I went to my friend, the dentist. I've known this guy for 15, 20 years. And one of the first questions he asked me when I sat down in the chair is, have you gotten the vaccine yet? I said, no. And we went down that whole road, and he's not COVID literate, despite being a doctor, yes, a dentist, but still, honestly, so many people are COVID illiterate and vax illiterate, Nicole, it boggles the mind. So I like that. COVID literate. One last question. Is budesonide, is that available only by prescription, I imagine?
Yes, it's a prescription medication. The mainstream hasn't yet caught on to the protocols that are being used for that, Sean, and I will forward you some great peer-reviewed data and an algorithm for that use that you can surely share on your website. But yeah, that's a medication that's prescribed for folks with COPD and other respiratory challenges. You have to get a prescription, but it might be possible still to push to get one from a regular primary care provider.
Yeah.
Sean, just wrapping up, I really would like to say, we all have to collectively walk away from major system medical at this point. What we're realizing at the foundation is we literally need to set up a completely and totally alternative healthcare system in our country. It's corrupt, it's dissolved, and it's going to collapse over this winter. There's no way with a host of foreign nurses, untrained and underskilled, that we're not going to face the collapse of the major healthcare systems in America. It's time to create a whole new system where there's integrity and it's evidence-based. That's really what we're working on at the foundation right now.
All right. Well, you're in the right place to start doing that. You're in Florida with a governor that actually seems to give a damn about people and a surgeon general that actually seems to give a damn about people. So I'm very glad you're down there. Please do keep us informed. I will try to remember to leave the links below to Truth for Health Foundation, et cetera. And you guys should reach out to Nicole. She's a great lady. I appreciate you. You're a patriot. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
And friends, I want to thank each and every one of you. By the way, for those interested in Z-Stack, I'll leave the link below. And I guess I would just say this. I want to thank our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news, you guys can check us out every single day for free at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mercenary mainstream lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sean.
I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. And stay tuned for a sneak preview of what's coming next on the propaganda antidote after this brief word from our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Coming soon to the propaganda antidote, Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
It really troubles me that, you know, the rhetoric is diverting from the basic fact that you have global industrialists who have sought for a long time, virtually centuries, to create one world government, one world order, one world peacekeeping force, one world bank, one world economy. And that essentially is a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel. That's a racketeering enterprise that's referred to as the deep state.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless. Bye-bye.